Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
The spike in gas prices has an increasing number of people turning to spokes. Spokes on bikes, that is. According to Merrill Lynch, bike sales are up 5% this year, while car sales are stalled down 11%. And even in bike-treacherous Los Angeles, where the car is king and rules the road, sales of two-wheel, people-powered machines are brisk. LOE's Ingrid Lobet sent us this audio postcard from a bike shop in L.A.
My name is Candace Rancier. I am the manager of Palm Cycle. My family has owned Palm Cycle since the 1960s. The store has been here since the 1930s. It's pretty much known as the oldest store in Los Angeles, as far as we know. Since it's been getting hotter and the gas price has been going up, we have a lot of repairs. I basically can't keep anything in stock. The biggest favorite lately is the grocery bag panniers. They attach to a rack on the back of your bike and they fit grocery bags in them perfectly. The lights, the locks, helmets, stuff that people use pretty much every day to go to work. We've been ordering a lot of bags and baskets too because people have been pretty much using their bikes to go to work. My repair department is booked almost 2 weeks out, doing probably about 10 tune-ups a day, along with the walk-ins and brand new bicycle builds that we have to put on the floor. It's pretty much gotten to the point where bikes are actually, it's a lot less to start buy a bike than it is to pay for gas for a month. The big problem now for us, though, as a business is because the gas prices are going up, so are the bicycles. Every week, I get a new price list from one of my companies saying that the bikes went up 10 to 20%. Because the tires and the grips and a lot of the materials that are on the bicycles are made of petroleum. All the bikes are made in China or Taiwan, so they're shipped over here. And then, of course, they're shipped over into the warehouse, and then they have to be shipped to us. If the gas prices keep going up this way, I think we're going to see a lot more bikes on the street, actually. Hi.
Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet rides her bike in Los Angeles and produced our story. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern rides her bike in Boston and recently got an earful from some bicycling commuters during rush hour.
Before the light changes here, what's the best part about riding your bike to work?
Not being in a car.
Good exercise, you get some fresh air.
My commute on the T is usually about an hour. On biking, it's a half hour.
It really wakes me up. It's better than coffee, I think.
You make, you know, commuting recreation instead of a chore.
And what's the pits about riding a bike in the morning to work?
Sweating.
Yeah, when I get to work, I have to sink shower, which is kind of nasty.
The traffic, the potholes, the bike lanes, people opening their car doors, cutting in.
How about traffic? Have you had any close calls?
In 26 years, I've had very few problems or times when I felt scared.
I've actually been hit. This woman ran right into me, totaled my bike, nearly crushed my foot, but luckily I was able to get away from that.
Oh, I've been hit several times, but it wasn't any major thing, and usually the cars just drive away.
You get bike rage?
Yes.
Yeah, I get bike rage. And it's unfortunate. So I try to stick out my tongue instead of give the finger, but it's hard to resist.
Drivers are bad, but so are bikers, and so are pedestrians. We're all out for ourselves rather than, like, following the rules.
Did you say Boston drivers are the worst? Are Boston bikers the worst?
I think we all are about equal.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good commute.
You too.
Gripes, groans, and grinding gears on the mean streets of Boston, collected by Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Coming up, biodiversity. What's in it for you? Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.